let me know when you get the link out. Gotcha. There it is. Yeah, exactly. Pass fan? He's like Brian's biggest fan, he's great. Look up. Oh, I love the message. That's cool. I've done, as someone who has done that, yes, you know, it's... Oh, absolutely. I love Bryce. I miss Bryce.
To the Indie Wrestling Corner with another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host, as always, the queen of the indies, Tiffany. And I know it's been like a month, I think it's been, since I've done my last interview. So I'm back. And then I guess I'm on another break because I won't be here next week. But I'm back. And with one of the best, in my opinion, technical wrestlers in the indies, Travis Huckabee. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Welcome back.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm good. Thank you. Oh, I'm so glad that we could make this happen. I know, like I told you, I've been wanting to have you on for a while. So I'm glad like you're the first interview back. So
awesome. I'm glad I was able to figure out how Skype worked again.
The joy of podcasting and, you know, the stuff behind it. I always tell people they don't really realize everything that gets put into a podcast. It's a pain in the ass, but I love it dearly. So thanks for figuring out the program. So come on in.
Oh, you don't mislead them. You held my hand the whole way. You dragged me into understanding how it works.
It's not that hard, pretty much, but awesome. I already see Captain David in the chat. What's going on? Thanks for coming on in. All the people into the chat, please hit that like button, hit that share button, get some people in here. If you guys got questions for Travis, please feel free, drop it into the chat. I'm sure that he'll be more than happy to answer all of your questions. But if you're new here, I interview everything independent wrestling, whether it's wrestlers, referees, promoters, backstage. I got you covered. And all my audio listeners, thank you so much for hanging out with us too. So all right, let's get this party started. So I like to go back to basics with everybody that comes onto this podcast for the first time, and then we'll get a little more deeper into it. So let's start from the beginning. Let's start how you got into professional wrestling.
I gotta love this question every time.
Yeah.
I always tell the story of there was one day I was going downstairs. I went into my brother's room for something. I have two older brothers. I went into one of my brother's rooms, and he had wrestling on his TV. And it's one of those things, like, you're down there, you're talking to them, but there's this thing in a corner, and you're, like, looking up, and every so often it's catching your attention, and to the point where you're just distracted. And I remember seeing Rey Mysterio, and it was the coolest thing I've ever seen. That's when I was really getting into it. I remember Rey Mysterio. I very vividly remember John Cena's debut for some reason. I don't know why that's specific, but like it was that sort of era when I was really kind of getting into it as a fan.
Awesome, awesome. I was like, everybody's got like different like peaks of like how they started into wrestling. So I always like to start it off there, learn a little bit more, and let the fans learn a little bit more about you too. But you know, obviously, I mean, you've seen me a bunch of times at a lot of different promotions, so I can vouch for a lot of matches, which we'll get into with you. But for the fan that's listening to this podcast, never saw you wrestle before, what's probably like your go-to match that they should go check out of yours to become an instant fan?
Ooh, I'm gonna say this one just because I know it's on YouTube and it's very easily available, even if someone's not on like IWTV. A couple years ago, I wrestled Lee Moriarty at a Limitless, and that is still one of my favorite matches I've had. It's probably top five, maybe. That, I think, encompasses a lot of the different types of wrestling that I love watching, that I love doing. So, yeah, watch that one. He's pretty good.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, no, definitely good. I love the O's up there. Javis is in the chat. What's going on? He goes, Travis has worked some PPW shows. With how different a lot of what they do is work-wise, what was your biggest difference with those kind of shows?
I'm sorry, with what kind of shows?
The PPW shows. So he's saying with the different kind of work-wise, with, you know, any, like, thoughts on that?
Oh, man. It's funny, no matter where you go, there's a different sort of thing that you adjust to. Just take any of the different sort of crowds. I wrestle a different kind of match when I go up the grind. I wrestle a different kind of match at Blitzkrieg. I wrestle differently at Chikara. When I go out into Indiana, like, everything is different. Trying to think of specifics. Oh my god, I wish I had a better sort of example. Might need to remind me, what is PPW? The full name of it.
That's the shit. You know, I do that too. Like, I go into the whole
I was trying to remember as it was Pennsylvania, going through that.
Like PPW in Pennsylvania. So I'm very bad with like some of the names. I just know like abbreviations for a lot of them.
It's weird the different names that I know. I don't know too many abbreviations because they always get mixed up in my head.
Yeah, yeah.
GSW, G, like. So many different ones.
Paragon Pro. I was thinking the PPW in Pennsylvania. Okay. See, that's why it's like bad, even like with me and you, because I'm thinking PPW in Pennsylvania, He's thinking Paragon Pro.
Yeah, Paradigm. It's just a different style that they have there, but maybe I shouldn't talk about it. I don't know. I'm like 0-6 at Paradigm. I've got a very bad record. So whatever I'm doing, I should probably do it a little differently.
Now you're thinking now.
I really am. It's funny. I think of my kind of wrestling. On one hand, it's great for Paradigm. On another hand, it's so different.
Right, right. All right. Well, let's move on. I want to talk Grind because I feel like, yeah, well, that's like the most recent that I've seen you. So, I mean, I love Grind. I'm so glad that I finally got to come up to a Grind show. So I'm really excited. But like, I've been watching even like before that. So I had a lot of fun. And I feel like this was like this last show was the perfect show for me to come up and enjoy every single match. So this was screaming for me to like really love. But let's talk about this. Let's talk about you and Anthony Henry, which I said, and you know that, is that I was like, damn, I was like, this is like contender of the year, this match, because it was definitely one of my favorite matches that both you guys had. Never mind, like, for me, I just feel like it is. It's contender of the year, of match of the year. So talk a little bit about Grind to anybody who's not familiar with Grind. I mean, Rip Bison's been on the podcast, so we talked about that. So if you guys haven't watched that podcast, go check it out. He'll give a little bit more about Grind. So I guess, you know, how it's there working for you. How was it working with Anthony Henry, especially after him coming back, you know, from working a little bit with WWE? So give us a little bit about that.
So first of all, just thank you. I don't take it lightly when you say, like, contender for the year. Like, that sort of thing means a lot for me. So sincerely, thank you. Wow. What? I get emotional now. I'm sorry. But that was a match that I had desperately wanted for years. I remember this was even before he had gotten signed. I was watching a random Black Label show. I think I was watching it because Avery Good might have been on it. Maybe. But I remember watching it, and it was one of the matches that was on there. It was Anthony Henry versus Ben Carter, who went on to be Nathan Frazier, NXT UK. But watching the two of them, that was my first really good chance to see what Anthony does. And I was losing my shit the entire time. Just the sort of parallels between the sort of stuff that he does and the stuff that I try to do, at least. I can go on and on gushing about Anthony for probably this entire podcast, but the point being is that this isn't really a sort of style that I saw a lot of other people doing. It was something that I very much was trying to do without even realizing it. And he's just so fantastic at what he does. Anyway, like, I absolutely loved his work from that point going on. I remember when he was, when he did get signed, I was excited for him, but I was also kind of crushed that, you know, I wasn't going to get to have that match. And then, you know, he came back, and then he was talking about possible retirement at the end of the year. And it's just like, oh my God, like, I please, can I make this happen somehow? And I don't know if you got this story from Rip, but there was somewhere where he was telling this story. The Workhorsemen were at Grind for a show. They had a match, I think it was them and the Saito brothers. And like, he sort of cornered Rip in his kitchen. Say, like, hey, let me get a singles match with Huckabee. And, you know, I did something very similar with Rip. Like, I go up to him and was like, hey, can I have a match with Anthony Henry? So it was funny, just both of us actively trying to make that happen. So that's that. Grind itself, for people who might not be too familiar. I think it takes a lot of that spirit from, like, old All Japan of guys just beating the crap out of each other. It's just dudes hitting dudes. It's very much, like, if you are a fan of fighting spirit, of seeing people fighting to overcome, you know, thing after thing after thing. Grind is definitely something to check out. You will see people lay their entire heart, soul, spirit, everything into their matches. And you can tell from the roster, from the shows, every single person there is fighting for something. Mm-hmm. It's insane the passion that comes from every single person there. I don't know. I hope that was a decent descriptive.
It's good. I mean, like, you know, like I was following like a lot of the traction that was going on, you know, even before, obviously, when Rip came on the podcast right before the show. And then even like reading after, even Anthony Henry put out a tweet, I think, recently. And he was saying mm-hmm. that it's kind of weird how, you know, how the world worked and that he was going to retire and how like he's been having such like a, you know, killer, you know, last couple mm-hmm. of months and stuff. And yeah. You know, it was, like I said, like it was my first experience at Grind in person. I mean, of course, like, you know, you watch it on TV, it's different, you know, being physically in a building. That's why I always push mm-hmm. the indies, and I always tell people, go to your local indie promotion, mm-hmm. because it's way different, like physically being there. Mm-hmm. And even Rip putting on Twitter, say like, oh, like I was so glad that I could make this match happen for you. And one of my best friends, I was telling her, because she had asked me how the show was, and I was like, it was really good. And I was like, you have to watch, you know, you and Anthony Henry. And I was like, yo, this is contender of the year. She goes, whoa. She's like, that's high regard. She's like, coming from you. She was like, because you don't really ever say anything like that. She was like, so it had to be fucking good. She was like, so. But, and then the other funny thing is that we're going to bring this up too on the pod as well, is that it's just funny because I, you know, pretty much anybody that knows me knows, like, okay, the lover of Shooting Star Press and Bridges. And even like that you see me, you're like, oh, I got to give her a bridge. And like, that's the thing now. Like,
what's funny is that I think after the show, mm-hmm. I spoke with you very briefly.
Yeah.
And I was trying to remember, like, yeah, I'm not sure if I did a bridge in that match or not. And then I thought back to it, and I did do a Northern Lights in there.
Yeah.
It wasn't my best bridge, but I did get a bridge in there for you.
Anthony Henry did one too, and I was like, "This little things that make me like pop," and everybody hears it because it's funny. They're like, "I heard you." A lot of times that people say that shit to me. So, and then I was having a whole Twitter thing today with people talking about bridges, and then I'm like, "Damn!" I was like, "If I could do a list of like the perfect bridge, I'm like, there's a lot. I couldn't put it in number order. It's impossible."
Yeah.
But
I think we were joking on Twitter the other day.
Yeah.
Kylon's got a great mm-hmm. bridge. Akira's got a great yep. one.
There's a lot. Nick Wayne.
Yeah. Yes.
Like Brad Cashew. I tagged him mm-hmm. in a post yesterday. I was like, I miss Brad Cashew. I was like, that's the tweet. And then I put a clip of him and Alec. And he goes, how did I know it was the Northern Lights spot? And I was like, I was like, it's me. But it was just funny because I think, you know, we're going to talk about Pizza Party Pro, because that's really where it was. It was like I was backstage. So anybody could go back on this channel, look up Pizza Party Pro. And I was going around and I was doing backstage interviews, and I was asking people what their favorite topping on pizza was. And like, you're in the ring, you're stretching, and you're doing a freaking bridge. And like, I caught the photo. I know I posted it like not that long ago, and I tagged you. And mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know. I'm like ridiculous with bridges, and like that's the thing that I like. So it's kind of funny, but I always like to talk about that with everybody.
There you go.
But let's go back to Pizza Party Pro. Mm-hmm. So I love this promotion. This is such a fun promotion. I always tell people, like, you need to check out Pizza Party Pro. It's just a fun, you know, promotion. People that work there, like, we've had Matt mm-hmm. Mikowski on here. Like, we've talked about it. With Matt Mikowski, Dan's a sweetie. Love him so much. I mean, you know, Kennedy Copeland, you know, Brother Greatness. Mm-hmm. These are just some of the names. I always tweet at Dan. I'm like, when are you coming back? Because it's such a long distance of, like,
well,
when he brings it back. Yeah.
We've got a forbidden fruit.
I know. That's what I'm really excited for. So here, let me put this up on the screen for anybody watching now. So here, forbidden fruit, August 20. I'm going to try to come to this show. I mean, I'm going away next week, so it really depends like how I am next week. But I would really like to come to this show. First tell anybody like who hasn't watched Pete's Party Pro, tell them a little bit of like, you know, the aura of it and, you know, working there, and then we'll get into the whole Team Pineapple.
Pizza Party is fantastic in almost the opposite sort of way that Grind is.
Yeah.
Pizza Party is kind of ridiculous, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Being there and some of the matches that you'll see, the match that you were talking about, for anyone who didn't see it for more context, I wrestled a Super Smash Brothers rules match against Big Game Leroy.
Yes.
Stop and think about what that could possibly mean first. Forbidden Fruit, the next show that's coming up, that is a show entirely based on people who like pineapple on their pizza versus people who do not. That is the entire premise of it. While all of this stuff might be ridiculous, you still get a lot of people who are very competent wrestlers as well.
Yeah.
It's a crazy sort of mix. It almost surprises you. I think you might come in like, oh, it's going to be Big Dust and Kid Magic. And then you see, you know, elsewhere on the card, like Matt Mikowski going out and K-wording someone.
We're getting a delivery of pizza. Or my favorite was when he came in the box, when he crawled out.
Snake Eater! Yes, because of that, anytime I am in a car ride with Matt now, that song has to play at least once. That is a requirement for any car trip with Mikowski. Specifically that song.
I love it. He talked about that on the podcast. I had to bring that up with him. So we were talking about that. I mean, even like when Kennedy Copeland and CPA and the delivery guy came out and delivered a pizza. I mean, like, it's... You know, and I always tell everybody what I love about the indies is you have to have an open mind. And I feel like it may be a better fan, even for mainstream. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I was like, here, we just talked about Grind of like, you know, people just like beating each other up, going balls to the walls. And then here you have Pizza Party Pro. And it's just fun, you know? So you have to have that open minded in wrestling. And that's why I always preach that there's a little bit of everything for everybody, you know? So.
That's the beautiful thing about even just professional wrestling as a whole.
Yeah.
How wide and diverse it is.
But this is going to be fun. I mean, like, so I have the flyer up here. So, you know, Team Pineapple versus Anti-Pineapple. I love it. So I saw even Austin Luke, which we'll get into in a little bit. He was saying if you pay him enough, then he'll eat pineapple on pizza.
Then he'll switch teams. I would consider that. Like, Austin's a good kid. I hate to see him on this anti-pineapple team. It's upsetting.
Well, let us know in the chat or let me know later if you guys are Team Pineapple or not Team Pineapple. I don't really know what I am. I mean, we talked about this a little bit because I'm not really a pineapple person. And the only time that I had pineapple on pizza is when it was mixed with bacon and chicken and some sort of ranch or something. And it was good. And I was like, okay. Yeah. I was like, this is good because the sweet and the savory kind of works together. So I guess... Brother Greatness was like, it sounds to me like you'll eat pineapple on pizza. He was like,
that's the great thing about pineapple. Yeah. Like, it's that combination of sweet and savory. And
right.
My go to is pineapple and jalapeno because I don't eat meat. But on a pizza, you get that sweet and spicy. And then, like, the tomato sauce in there, too, is fantastic.
Oh man. So yeah, so I love knowing what everybody thinks. So there's so much fighting on social all the time when it's brought up between pineapple or no pineapple. So
it's
gonna be this, like, forever battle.
Like, I understand it if you've got like an allergy, but to say that other people can't enjoy it, like, that's just rude. Like, if you choose not to eat it because you have an allergy, cool. I'm not going to make you eat it.
Right.
But on the same hand, like, you shouldn't be telling me what I can eat. Like,
truth.
Yeah.
Truth. So, all right. So let's talk about it, because we brought up Austin Luke. So obviously I love Austin Luke very much. Austin Luke has been on this podcast. A lot of these names that I bring up, I mean, you guys already seen on this podcast. I mean, this is episode 188, so a good chunk of the people we're talking about have been on this podcast. Austin Luke is actually someone that I need him to come back, because it's been a year, and so much has happened in a year for Austin Luke. So, but I was really excited because, like, when I first found Austin Luke, and I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, I like this technical wrestler. I was like, he's young, he's great, and I love that now he's getting out there a lot more. Tremont's made some really special students over at H2O. Everybody knows I'm a big H2O fan. So you guys collided not just once, but twice in the ring. So of course I was hyped as hell. So talk to us a little bit about working with Austin.
Oh my goodness. I feel like Austin is someone that I can wrestle, you know, 100 times and not get sick of it. It was so crazy how that first match, even how all of that stuff even worked out. Our first match, it was for Blitzkrieg, one of my other, you know, homes that I absolutely love. The concept of the show was that they had a lot of people who were established in their roster wrestle against people that the roster had specifically recommended. So one day they put out this big thing, like, hey, who are some people that we should, like, you know, bring in? Who are some people that we should check out? And they listed a bunch of people. Ichiban, Austin Luke, a lot of those. There were some T2T kids. There were some of the Cap kids. Like, a lot of the younger guys. So he was one of the names. And then Jeremy is putting together this card, and there's a good, like, dozen people who, when they saw Austin, was like, Huckabee and Austin, Huckabee and Austin.
Yeah.
Like, it's like Cannonball, Callaway, Kennedy Copeland, like a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
They all wanted us to wrestle each other. It was like, okay, cool, dope. So we get there, we have this show. It ended up being like a closed show. It was, I don't even think they were filming it. Mm-hmm. It was the handful of people who were in the crowd, and then it was like just the wrestlers watching.
Right.
So the two of us still went out there and pulled out our best, like, mid-2000s Ring of Honor, like Nigel McGuinness versus Brian Danielson. Like, we do that in front of the 20, 30, however many people there, and we just, like, tear it down, you know, with the understanding that, you know, people might not get to watch this, but, like, oh well, we're gonna go out there and kill it.
Yeah.
And we absolutely did. It was funny, the Austin had asked Cannonball to film it for him, just so he can go back and watch it later to tape study, whatever. After, like, the reception we had about that match, it's like, okay, like, I guess I'll put it out on YouTube. People really wanted to see this, yeah. So, like, sure.
I give that to Austin, man. Like, I always said, like, to watch him. Mm-hmm. And he just loves wrestling. Like, you could just sit and chat with him. Mm-hmm. And he does. He gives his all. And I could definitely say that, just, like, watching him as much as I have in person. And I could say, like, I always say, him and Ryan Redfield, like, they go all in, all freaking in. So, like I said, that, you know, to see it, like, Blitzkrieg, that I was like, oh, okay, let's go. Like, I'm excited. Yeah. Like, I'm all for this. Like, two of some of the best technical. And, you know, it's great, too, to watch him evolve, too, because now, like, him going up to Wrestle Open, you know, like, I'm starting to see, like, flippy shit. And I'm, like, confused. I was like, what's going on here? We were just talking about he broke out a bridge the other day. And he's like, did you see my bridge? I go, did you hear me pop? I was like, I popped. He goes, I could do a great bridge. I was like, I know you can do a great bridge. I was like, but yeah, I feel like I could watch you two like wrestle, you know, a whole shitload of times. So I'm excited, and I'm excited because I'm sure you guys will have that interaction on August 20th. Plenty. So yeah, definitely check this out. If you guys can't go to the show, it will be on IWTV because I know they don't really do live. They put it up later, so
yeah, we
love IWTV for all that fun stuff. So that's exciting.
Thanks, all right. Jerry.
All right, let's do some of these fan tweets because I got a whole bunch of fan tweets here. So let's see. Cool. First fan tweets from Good Cop Bad Cop. He likes to mess with all my guests that come on here. So he said, with Travis Huckabee being an anagram of a curvious beak, which bird do you think has the curviest beak? Or tell us a story involving a bird.
I remember seeing this tweet and trying to remember if I have any stories about a bird. This might be a bit of a stretch, but my first time going up for Beyond Wrestling, it was one of like those closed little tapings. And it's like, whatever, I have a tag team match. I think I teamed with Razorhawk. He's technically a bird, whatever. So on the drive back, like us just trying to kill some of the time, you know, driving back to Philadelphia from Massachusetts, it's a good 5 hours or so. So one of the people in the car was just insisting that we play games and that we do karaoke. So we ended up doing karaoke for a good hour and a half, like after the point where it got like, okay, it's not fun anymore. I'm tired of this. Anyway, Razorhawk, who was driving at the time, his very first song that he picked for karaoke was the cover of Sound of Silence by Disturbed. Like, you know, me doing karaoke, I can be a bit of a goof, maybe. Like, I like doing karaoke where you try to make it as bad as possible, singing the most overplayed pop songs. Like, me, I'm singing Mr. Brightside so off-key, and then he's up there trying to do an actually good version of just this very slow, very kind of like, okay, you just killed the buzz in the room. Thanks there, Robo Bird.
That's great. Shout out to Joseph Alexander in the chat. What's going on? He goes,
a game.
He said, yo, no cap. He goes, Travis is my safe.
Hey, yo, no cap. Yo, A-game, we drove out to Indianapolis. Yo, this dude was asleep the entire ride. Yo, no cap. He was asleep. He was passed out. When he wasn't passed out, he was watching Stranger Things.
Oh, my God. You guys are a mess, and I'm here for it. And I'm so here for it. Much love, so much love.
Happy belated birthday, A-game.
Oh, yeah. So many Leos, right? Like, there's a lot of Leos. Yeah. I couldn't believe, like, how many birthdays are.
Happy early birthday to you.
Thank you. I know. Thank you. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. All right. More fan tweets. We got a lot. So we got one from MGB Graham. He goes, my son and I have seen you wrestle at places like Flying V Fights, too. But we would love to know your recollections of your match in Northern Virginia versus Cabana Man Dan at Sink or Swim in 2018, as that was such a fun, crazy event.
So This, I don't know if this will be for you or for the other people. This was for Nova Pro, and the event that they were doing, it was very much like an audition show. So what had happened was one of my trainers, Quackenbush, drove down and did a seminar earlier in that day. And then they had all these people who were in the seminar and all these people trying out. They would have matches where, you know, singles matches had, I want to say, 5 minutes. Tag matches had maybe 10 minutes, not even. Very, very hard time limit. Like, if you hit 5 minutes and you weren't done yet, they rang the bell on you. And then they had an all-women show afterwards. Crazy enough. So I was match number 18 out of, I want to say, 27 with no intermission. And then they had their full women's card afterwards. So I remember just being there, and I had gotten the advice of, like, trying to do something different throughout our match. So I had the, I guess, fortune of working with Cabana Man Dan, who was, he's been doing this for so long, and he's so good at what he did. We go out there, and we have that match, and I do think it stood out. Credit to myself, credit to Dan. And then, you know, I was lucky enough to come back to Nova a couple more times, despite all the flaws and everything else with that promotion. But that was one of those matches I had to, I think I was scrolling through my Instagram one day and I saw a picture from it, and I had to remind myself, it's like, oh yeah, that match happened. Right. That's weird.
Oh man. Let's see. We have another fan tweet from Brad. He said, talk about some of your favorite moments tag teaming with Tony Deffit.
Oh man. It was a lot of fun teaming with Deppin. I'll say maybe the worst part about it was just that we had started teaming right as he was starting to blow up, which isn't a bad thing for him. It just meant that, you know, we started doing this thing and it didn't last all that long. I still think I have a decent relationship with Tony. I still get along with him, catch up anytime I see him. But favorite moments, I remember there was that King of Trios. I had just printed like the mini towels. Mm-hmm. You'll see me wear one around my neck for my entrance now. I printed up maybe about 20 of those. And I was selling those at merch. Night one, like, whatever, I didn't really sell anything. Night two, in the middle of the match, I think Tony tags out, and then, like, I'm dabbing him off with a mini towel. He just holds it up and shouts to the crowd, hey, buy these! And I sold almost every single one that I had that night.
That's awesome.
It was hilarious at the time. It's still hilarious now.
That's great. I see Deppin like doing crazy stuff like that. I love Deppin.
Oh my god, he's funny. Man, I swear I could think of some other good ones.
Well, it's funny that you brought up, you know, what's it called, the cup, the, oh my god, the Kings of Trios.
King of Trios,
yeah. So it was funny because, like, the next fan question brought this up from John. He goes, how hard was it keeping a straight face when I started throwing sheets cups at you at Kings of Trios?
I feel bad because I remember this happening, but I think I only remembered it after I saw the tweet.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, like think about it, like
it's like one of those things that I forgot it was a thing. Mm-hmm. And then I saw it, it was like, okay, that's cute. Whatever. Still like Wawa better.
Yes. See? That's like the fight that goes on this podcast with like wrestlers. I mean, it started with me and TJ Epics because I like Wawa and he likes Sheetz. Mm-hmm. And it started like a whole thing with us. And now, like, you know, sometimes he'll come in the chat and then he'll ask whoever's on the podcast who's, you know, if they're team Wawa or team Sheetz. So now you just like enhance, you know, why you're one of the best for me.
It's wild. I always see people who are on team Sheetz. It was like, oh, it's got better options. It's got more options. I'll say this. Yes, it's got a lot of options, but anytime I go and I try some of these options, they're always bad. It's edible. Like,
yeah,
it's better than finding a rest stop at, yeah, you know, midnight driving home from a show. But, like, cool. You give me fried food and you manage to screw that up. Great job, buddy.
I mean, to me, it's all about the coffee. If you can't have, like, good coffee, then we're going to have problems. So I am Team Wawa. Give me my hazelnut coffee. I am a very happy girl. You know, it's, like, the go-to thing after wrestling at a lot of places. I know, mm-hmm, I talk about that a lot on this podcast. But, you know, going to Wawa, especially after H2O. You have, yeah, the Wawa right up the block, so you run into everybody. I always joke around with Colby Carino that we always run into each other, like, before H2O. And he's like, hey! Like, or then if I missed him, he's like, I didn't see you at the Wawa. And I was like, oh, you just missed me.
Like, I remember... Sorry, you talking about Colby. I remember I went to an indie show with my brother back when I was in high school or something. Mm-hmm. And the only person that was a name that I had ever even heard of, Carino was on it. Mm-hmm. And his son was on it as well. Mm-hmm. But this was back when Colby was tiny.
Yeah.
It's wild to me thinking that I saw him wrestle on a show when he was probably like 7. And so weird.
Do you feel old now?
A bit, yeah. I felt old when I was trying to figure out Skype earlier. Now it's just another nail in that coffin.
I'm kind of like, I'm trying to embrace the 40. you know, I'm trying to embrace it. It was really funny because when I was at the NFW show the other day, a bunch of one of my friends made a sign that said happy 40th birthday, and they had all the wrestlers sign it. So then I went to go take a picture with Dustin and Kylan, and Kylan grabs it. I'm like, I don't need to be reminded anymore that I have to be. I was like, that I'm gonna be 40. I was like, stop. I was like, we're not taking a photo with that thing. I was like,
oh, Kylan's an infant. I know. He is an actual child.
He really is. All my kids, right? Like, I look at all these kids, it's kind of scary. Like, you know, and then how good they are. So, but that's why I always say my boys, because they're all like my sons. So, but they really are. But
I almost feel that way anytime I think about some of the students that I've had.
It's crazy.
Like, Abby, Pancakes, like, yeah. Wrestle children.
Children. You're all children. All right. Stop doing that. But anyway, let's look this. Okay. So obviously you've done singles, you've done tag team, you've done trios, you've done fours, you've done all types of matches. So what type of match have you not had that you would want to have?
I'm trying to think of a silly answer before I think of where I list off. This is me just trying to remember any of the weird stipulation matches I've seen. So I haven't had any sort of hardcore deathmatch, whatever sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I've never done something like that. Not that I'm, you know, actively pursuing going through panes of glass and everything.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's something on my wrestling bucket list. It's something like I haven't gone through a table. I'm just a little technical boy who, yeah, may just want to see me do wrist locks and stuff. I haven't like done a lot of that crazy stuff.
I feel like you gotta do it with Austin Luke at H2O.
It's, you know, with the number of times that I've only fought him twice, but with like, I could fight that dude. I'll fight him in a best of seven. The last one will be a hardcore match at H2O.
I'd like that. I would really like that. I think it would be good. I feel like it's just like fitting over there. Like, it doesn't even need to be a full blown death match. And Austin knows this. I hate this when he does the freaking full blown death matches. It upsets me. And I go, no more death matches for you. He goes, no, I would do another one. And then once he goes, he does two more. I'm like, son of a bitch. I was like,
it's weird the things that I want to do versus the things I don't want to do.
Right.
It's like, light tubes and thumbtacks, I feel like I could probably do. Mm-hmm. Barbed wire, hard no.
Yeah. That's interesting because I feel like the light tube would be worse than the barbed wire.
Here's the thing. Like, just from years back when I was at they had that GCW Fight Forever thing. Mm-hmm. Camp Leaf Frog had Giant Cibernetico match there and, you know, we used our entirety of our hour to have that one match. I remember just rolling out and without even realizing it, my knee started bleeding. And my assumption is that is just from like the broken glass and everything. Like, I don't know. To me, that doesn't seem like it would be like, sure, probably make me bleed a good bit, but I don't know how terrible it would be at the time. And this is the moment where I'm going to regret it when this finally happens. My brain is going to flash back to this exact moment.
I'm going to get blamed for it too.
It'll be one of those things.
It'll be my fault. Like, damn it.
Where too. I'll catch myself like, oh, I don't think it'll be that bad. And then it happens. I was like,
hi Zach in the chat, what's going on? Oh man, yeah, it's like blame Tiff. Like, anytime I see Tiff, she ain't getting any more bridges for me. That's it. It's her fault why I'm like bleeding.
God, yeah.
Dead.
I imagine just walking around like I just had sunburn or whatever. It's like I'm bleeding all over.
Oh no.
I can't move.
But that's why I said, like, I mean, like, I know like H2O is like most of your hardcore. Mm-hmm. And it's like you do have like your death match. I mean, of course Tremont has his like death match tournaments and stuff like that. But mm-hmm. that was one of the things that I was kinda liked about H2O is that when they do have their hardcore stuff, that I like a lot of like stipulations with it. So like it's not kinda like the same thing over and over again as a death mm-hmm. match. So it's not like the same spots, you know, like where you'll have like something that's completely death match. But I always liked that about H2O, that I was like, okay, well this match is a thumbnail match, you know, like, or this is a chairs and thumbnail. Table. Yeah.
Thumbnail.
He's like, nope, I'm regretting this decision.
No, you said thumbnail, and I just imagine, like, this is all the extra tat on, these are all the not closed tabs on your web browser match. Oh, God. This is your thumbnail match.
It's late. It's thumbtacks. Like, see, it's all those thumbnails that I make for like the podcast and stuff. It's in my brain. That's just what it is. Sorry, but yeah, thumbtack match. I'm dead. Okay, we're gonna move on. All right. So, pre-match rituals and post-match snack.
Pre-match, I always have to pee about 30 times, minimum. It's wild. It's like I have to pee every 10 seconds. It's insane.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of specific things. I am not Alec Price. That guy goes hard.
Yeah.
For me, my wrist tape has to be even. It bugs the crap out of me when it's not. I get like OCD about that. I try to get at least a little bit of stretching beforehand. I've got my specific little stretching routine I do before. Here's something I always do. I always go up to someone on the show, usually like a referee or a manager or something, and I will just go through I'll go through like anything I want to do like in my head, but for whatever reason, I need another person there. It's like I'm talking to myself, but I need someone else there. Right. I can't just do it to a wall. As weird as that might be, my go-to person for a good while was Gina Monsi, the referee. Her and I have this joke where, like, if I'm wrestling and if we make contact, she'll just be like, oh, here it goes. I will just make a beeline and just, like, talk to myself at her. So that's pre-match. Post-match, depending on if I have a drive or not, let's be honest, there's usually a drive. I will get something with peanut butter in it. Usually like a Reese's something or like a Nutter Butter. And one of the weird flavors of Mountain Dew.
Oh, okay. Okay. Very interesting.
I can't tell you why it's something with peanut butter. It just is. Mountain Dew is more so for the caffeine. Something I've learned, now I'm just rambling. Something I've learned is that is how different forms of caffeine affect me. Like I have a very specific time when I drink coffee. Like if I'm going to drink energy drinks, this is what I drink when. Mountain Dew is sort of the level of caffeine where I needed to stay awake and like sort of peppy. That's not going to keep me from being able to sleep later on. It's weird how I've come about all that. There's a science to it, I'm sure.
Good Cop Bad Cop said he's Team Pineapple, by the way.
Nice. So there you That's a good go. Cop.
Yes. Pretty much. All right. Let's do a question that's dear to my heart on this podcast, Wrestling with Positivity, because there's so much negative and I like to focus on the positive. So if anybody's interested on it, I have two videos on the channel, Wrestling with Positivity, a bunch of fans, parents, wrestlers, you know, all sorts of people tell about some of their best experiences within wrestling, and I always feel like this needs to be shared. So I like to ask all my guests that come onto this podcast, so is there anything that sticks out to you that you could share with us that maybe something you've done for a wrestler, maybe a wrestler's done for you, maybe a fan's done for you, maybe something you've done for a fan, something that we wouldn't necessarily see unless you share with us?
Oh man, I feel like I could probably think of a few things here. First one that comes to mind, man, I hope he doesn't get upset if I tell this story. Actually involves Stokely Hathaway. One of the biggest opportunities of my kind of early career at Chikara, I was in the first ever Johnny Kidd Invitational. It was this big tournament that was designed for specifically technical wrestling. I think it had eight people from all over the place, including, you know, Zack Sabre Jr., James Mason, who was one of the last practitioners, whatever, of World of Sport, like in its proper form. Even Matt Riddle was on that card. That was one of the biggest opportunities that I had in my early career. And unfortunately, it came right after the passing of my abuelo. So the day of the tournament was the day of his funeral. And Stokely Hathaway just happened to be there for one reason or another, and I can't even remember what he had said to me, but it was whatever it was, it really kind of helped. Just helped me find peace, helped me get through that day. Funny enough, fortunately, I was able to go to my abuelo had a funeral service as part of. He was a member of the Air Force, so I got to kind of have my goodbye there. But yeah, unconventional positivity pick.
I always like when people share stuff because I think a lot of people don't really know. I always feel that I'm very fortunate that I witness a lot. And especially with the podcast, that I just feel like I get like a lot of stories. And I just feel like, again, there's so much negative that I kind of like to put people over in that sense that, you know, it's just nice to hear the nice things that are done, you know? So thank you for sharing that with us. So,
yeah, it's that's still something that's just stuck with me to this day. Yeah. It's wild.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, I love that. So what's some things you like to do when you're not in the squared circle?
So I regularly coach at a CrossFit gym. That's something where I also regularly work out at. I love doing my Olympic lifts there, my cleans, my snatches, jerks, whatever, all of that. I am one of those crazy people who will be up at 5 a.m. to do these workouts. I will draw portraits of friends of mine on kind of sporadic occasion. I mean, I just started one the other day. It's brutal. It's not quite at the stage where I like looking at it yet. other than that, just, you know, Netflix and the good old stuff.
The good old Netflix and chill.
Netflix, Hulu, whatever.
Good stuff.
I'm trying to watch Stranger Things right now.
Yeah, it's so good.
I'm on about midway through the third season.
It's so good. It's like, I hate that like we still have to wait. So this sucks.
That's all right. I'm catching up.
Yeah, you got plenty of time. Like I'm ready for the next season already. So, and I'm sure a lot of people are too. But it's a good show.
Yeah,
definitely watch it if you haven't watched it already.
Yeah.
So we have a couple months left of 2022. Is there any like goals you have in mind?
Ooh. I know there's a handful of people who I will be wrestling coming up. Mm-hmm. That's going to be exciting. I know there's people I still want to wrestle. I know my big thing was with this last year was to try to go overseas. It didn't quite work out with me financially. But ideally, I'm going to be doing that soon. I'll save up some money and try to make my trip out there again.
This is why people got to buy merch. Buy merch, guys. The link's in the description below. Buy the merch. Shirts. Buy the merch. Buy
yes. The merch. Yes, please.
I got you.
I need to go back to the UK and do all the things over there.
If you're going to throw cups at him, stuff them with money.
Yes.
Definitely stuff them with money. But
you can I don't care if it's a Sheets Cup, Cumberland Farms, Wawa, Bucky's, like I don't care. I don't care what cup it is, 7-Eleven.
Just don't throw like a ceramic mug or something.
You know, if they put enough money in there, I'll be okay with it.
No, you don't need any blood. Okay? No blood. Alright? No blood. Like
you're saying that if someone stuffed like $5,000 into a ceramic mug, the condition that you can only have it if they could like pelt it at you, like I would accept that.
Oh my god! Well, you've heard it on the podcast, all right?
Yes.
So like,
It can't be any less than $5,000, though.
Oh my god, I'm dead.
No pelting ceramic mugs at me if it's anything less than $5,000.
Yeah, so if it's $4,999,
I'll still take it, but I'll come after you.
I can't right now. I'm trying to make you some money here, like, pretty much. Okay, so, yeah, so, all right, so I have one final question for you, if I can get it out, pretty much. If anybody else has any other questions, drop it in the chat, then we're going to get into what you got coming up. But, all right, so we have a lot of fans that listen in, whether that they want to get into wrestling or they started training. Shout out to Alexis. Big fan of the podcast, so she loves this question every time everybody has how I like to end on a positive note. Give a piece of advice for those amateur and inspire wrestlers to try to, whether they're starting out or mm-hmm. you're thinking about getting in.
I'll actually give I'll say two things, just because as someone who was a trainer for a while, who still enjoys like teaching, two separate things. First one, like any sort of thing you could do beforehand to get in.
Oh no.
You okay there?
Yeah, we're there. What happened if you froze? We're like, no.
Oh.
No, you're good. Yeah. Don't, like, Skype just went stupid. Okay, you're good. Go ahead.
Doing anything to sort of prep your body, get yourself in a sort of shape, because when it comes time to actually doing things, it will help you just with the mechanics, with just body control and everything else. It doesn't matter what you do. You don't have to do CrossFit. Just going to the gym, doing something, like playing sports regularly, like just something active where you're using your body and like ideally getting healthier. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, just for sake of like mental health, find things that you enjoy outside of wrestling, because yes, it's possible to go and train, every day for a solid 2 weeks. I think my longest stretch of time, I did 11 straight days of training. Which in retrospect was very unhealthy. Just finding those things that you can enjoy outside of it that'll help give you context for how wrestling in life is. Being able to find things for those days when maybe wrestling isn't going well, you can still go and watch Sandman on Netflix and zone out for an hour, or playing music or something. It's not going to make you any less of a wrestler. It will ultimately help you just as a human outside of wrestling.
I think it's great advice. I think we all need that, even on like the regular, just zone out
once in a while. Not everything has to be one solid thing 24/7. That's such an easy way to get burnt out.
Yeah, definitely. So I feel that. So thank you for that advice. Let's talk about what's coming up. There's a lot of great shows. I know we talked to, I'm going to pull it back up here. We're going to the Pizza Party Pro. So that's next Saturday. Again, I'm going to try to come to this show because I love Pizza Party. I want some pizza. I've waited for the day somebody actually throws an actual pizza in the ring or something. I feel like
that could very well happen.
You never know.
No ceramic mugs full of pizza,
though. Yeah, please. None. Don't do that. Yeah, so Blitzkrieg is this Sunday, my birthday actually, so I'm kind of like sad. That's actually a bucket list promotion that I haven't been to yet. So, I mean, I watch it. I just haven't physically been there. And actually, when I was at the Grind show.
It's a shorter drive.
Though. I know. I was sad because I kind of really regretted one of the last shows that was going on. I was like, fuck. I was like, I should have went to the show. And like, I forgot why I didn't go. And I was like, crap. So I definitely need to make it to one of these shows. 100% Mean Danger Kid were talking about it the last time at Grind, and he was like, what's left on your bucket list? That I was trying to sit. He goes, have you been there yet? I was like, no. He's like, that is the, I was like, yeah, I'm kind of aiming for the October show.
Okay.
For with Limitless. So I'm definitely, ooh. Yeah, I figured that would be a good show for my first.
Oh man,
who one.
Do it? Oh, I need the fantasy book who I want to wrestle at Limitless now.
Ooh.
Because I know I'm going to be on that show. Ooh, who do I want to wrestle?
I need you and Brad Cashew to wrestle because I think you guys would match really good.
Someone's trying to get that to happen to you.
Yeah.
Someone was trying to make that happen years ago. That's how words work.
Mm. Funny, right? Like, I feel like that should happen. So, it happen.
it was funny. It was the same thing with Skyros. Mm-hmm. That was a match that was supposed to happen years ago, but it ended up happening in Grind.
Yeah. Well, I would like to
sad
say
boy
that.
Skyros.
Hashtag make Mike sad. we're just going to keep saying it. Hashtag make Mike sad. Let's just go with it, guys. But yeah, so that's next Sunday. And then we have Grind. I mean, we keep talking about Grind. So let me put this up. So I'm actually really excited. I want to come to the show too. So I got to see how everything pans out. I was just talking to Tim. Shout out to Tim. He was like, he's like, I'm going to the show. And I was like, I'm going to try to come to this show. I was like, so I had so much fun at the last show.
Go hang out with Pats fans.
Yes. I love, you know, the nice thing that I like is even though a lot of times I come to wrestling alone, I feel like I make a lot of friends at new places. So it was kind of nice because shout out to Cassette on Twitter. We were talking on Twitter and I was like, oh, it's going to be my first Grind show. I was like, maybe we could sit together. And then Delmi made that happen. So I wasn't by myself. So I don't know. I don't know why people want to actually sit with me because I'm crazy. I get dived at. I get heckled, I get yelled at, all that stuff, so I don't know why anybody wants to sit with me.
I need there to be a show in, like, the Philly area for you to come down to, just so someone could seat you next to Yolanda, and that would be the best audience pairing in the world.
Oh, no, I don't know. I don't know who that is.
That is my fantasy...
fan showcase?
Wrestling fan tag team.
Oh, no. I don't know who this person is, though. So now I need
fantastic.
To know. They're like me?
So tiny little Yolanda story sidetrack. Yolanda was one of my first friends that I met in wrestling. She's one of my favorite people in wrestling. There was a day, it was right after Extreme Rules. That was in Philly. I was invited to go to the Barcade with a few friends. Mm-hmm. And Xavier Woods was there. You know, there were a handful of wrestlers. Adam Cole was there, like, whatever. So, you know, we're hanging out. Austin is, like, destroying people in, like, one the old NBA games. Mm-hmm. Anyway, at the end of the night, I finally see the introduction of Yolanda and Austin Creed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the mutual friend, he's like, oh, this is Yolanda. She designs wrestling gear. Just this very casual thing. And Yolanda, the first thing she does is like, yes, I do that, but also I'm funny. And the matter of fact way she had about that, like, he instantly cracked. And they just both start laughing. And it's like, God, I love Yolanda so
yes.
much.
Yes, there's like another version of me out there.
Yes, it'd be a fantastic interaction.
I'm with it. That's what I want to be. I want to be. If anybody that didn't watch that NFW show, go watch it. That whole front row was insanity. And the promoter, shout out to Cody, And it's funny because, you know, we brought up Mike Skyros, and mm-hmm. Cody told Mike Skyros, he goes, "You don't understand." He goes, "I don't think you really know Tiffany the way I know Tiffany." He was like, "If Tiffany wants the front row to throw freaking plushies at someone, it's gonna happen." He was like, so it's like that. Yeah. It's like, I like to have a good time at shows, and I hate those shows that where it's like dead. So I like to have fun, and I like when I'm with a bunch of people that like to have fun. And me and Ethan Scott were talking about that at the Grind show. He's like, "You're gonna love the crowd here." I'm like, "Great." I was like, "Perfect." I was like, "This is what I need." I was like, "I need to feed off that energy, because
you need to make it the Blitz Krieg."
Yeah, I seen one of them, and I saw like a bunch of my friends from Massachusetts were at one of the last ones, and I was like, "Oh," I was like, "I wish I came to the show." I was like, "This would have been a blast." So I am. That's on the bucket list. That's, I think I said this was the summer of promotions I've never been to before that I've made happen, which I did. I made a whole bunch of them happen this year. So Blitzkrieg is one of my last bucket list within the area. So I'll make it up there. I'll definitely. Yeah, you're right. Yes. It is a closer ride for me than going up to Massachusetts or Maine or H2O or anywhere far. That's a lot closer, Connecticut. So I will happily make that. So, but yeah, tell the fans where they could find you so they could support you, your merch, all that fun stuff.
You can find me Twitter, Instagram, Travis_Huckabee. It's the same on both of them. I've got links to my merch store, I think, on both of those. Also, like, you can feel free to DM me about that stuff. I could either send you the link for my nice little Chili Pepper spinoff, the Mnder Hornet. I also have another shirt that I sell almost exclusively in person, if you're interested. Yeah, you already mentioned it. Blitzkrieg, Pizza Party, Grinds, those are some of the places that I'll be at coming up. Those are some of my favorite places. Go out, support them.
Yeah, all those links are in the description below if you guys need it. And I got you guys covered. Don't worry. I got you. So, but I'm excited. I can't wait. Like, again, I hope I can come to some of the shows coming up. We'll see how everything pans out. I'm on vacation mode, so I'm not even thinking wrestling mode right now, except for tomorrow. But I actually, and then like me and Tim were talking about this earlier, is we need to see you at Wrestling Open, because like we would love that to happen. So shout out to everybody over at Wrestling Open. Shout out to Drew. So, much love. Gonna go up there tomorrow and go bug everybody. But yeah, we would love to see you over there. And, if you guys tweet at your favorite promotions, if you want to see Travis, I'm sure, you know, we make an importance too by putting tweets out. So make that happen. So, and I'm going to be hoping for, you know, a bunch of matches with you. So I will continue with, again, with you and Brad Cashew. I won, and I'm liking this best of seven with you and Austin. So we'll see, maybe.
give me all the ceramic mugs.
Mugs with $5,000 in it. Just give it to him. You know, maybe he can get out to, you know, UK and all that stuff.
You don't have to throw it either. You can hand it to him.
Yeah, that works. Be nice. Be kind. Don't, you know, throw things in the ring unless they're streamers and money. But yeah, so. But Travis, thank you so much for coming out here. It was a pleasure to chat with you again. One of the best technical wrestlers in the indies right now for me anyway. So.
Thank you. I'm glad we got to do this.
Absolutely. Guys, thank you so much again for tuning in and listening later and all that fun stuff. Again, I won't be here next week, but I will be back with two interviews the following week. I will have Nick Wayne returning. We could talk about his gorgeous bridge too. And and Gary J's coming on too, so I'm excited for that one too. So you have any questions that you want me to ask Gary J on the podcast before we end this?
What did Ryan Mooney do to deserve that beating he gave him at Grind? Ooh. Holy crap.
We're going to add that to the list. So you guys have to tune in to see the answer for that. So, but guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Stay safe, support independent wrestling, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good night. Bye.